Yo, welcome back to another episode of That Freedom Twain, The Freedom Train, back here for another one. Me and Pat, the uncles that be in your auntie houses with flip-flops and socks on and Jamaican tank tops with the holes in them, and they are girlfriends and they got them wigs on. You know, the wigs on when the women be smoking them long single cigarettes and stuff like that. So that's in y'all house. I'm Joseph Warhe, Patrick Urban Freedom Train. We here back for another one. What up, Pizzat? Al Darius?
Yes, it is I, the Al Darius of Al Dariuses. Hey. A nickname given to me by one Josephus Wardifius.
Who else?
I'm good.
Who else? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm good.
Hey, man. Don't nobody Al Darius like you, Al Darius. Believe that.
So what we got today? You were saying something about some nasty bitches.
Hey, man. So as y'all know, me and Pat been giving y'all some information about sex, safe sex tools, how to have tough conversations in the realm of sex with your partner. Just, you know, diving deep into the realm of sex. You know, we like to go deep, you know. Going deep where we need to go. So I found a video that's in the realm of what we're talking about. I found a video. The creator of the channel is what is this young man's name? Young man's name is, hold on, that echoed and came back. All right, so the young man's name is your boy P Wash. That's the young man's name, your boy P Wash, and he, oh, that damn echo. He has a video where he go around asking young ladies, do they go raw on the first date? So I watched it and I was like, oh, I'm not really surprised. I do safe sex. I do HIV AIDS prevention. I test people. I'm not surprised by the answers, but I know some people will be. If you haven't seen this video, you will be surprised by the answers. But the thing is, we want to put some safe sex information around these answers so we can make sure people understand that at the end of the day, you still got to make the best choices for yourself and your sexual life. Mistakes that you make when you're young can affect you when you're older. Trust us. Mm-hmm. We know. We've been living, both of us been living for at least 35 years. We know. Ain't that right, Pat?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Pat, mm-hmm. Do you go raw on the first date?
Nah, I don't.
Okay. So I've never technically raw dogged on the first date, but I have raw dogged on first encounters.
Well, I've never even had sex on the first date, if I'm being honest.
Me neither. If we're talking dates, because you know, you don't have to go on dates to have sex, but you know.
Right. Well, I mean, like, even I've never had a single encounter.
You roll different. I'm a little more of a freak than you are. I'm a little more loose with the wee wee than you are.
Yeah. I'm not loose with the wee wee at all.
But that's why I had to work on myself and get some dick discipline and stop giving out the wee wee like that. So, but we here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the wee-wee has value, you know, and dudes need to understand that. The wee-wee has value.
Hashtag wee-wees are valuable. Get your mind right. Wee-wees are valuable. Hashtag wee-wees are valuable.
Hashtag wee-wees are valuable.
Believe that.
Head and ham. Go ahead.
So we're about to get into this video. This is going to be our reaction to this video of these young girls talking about them going raw on the first date. So let's get into it.
Girls, it's Treacy. So you know how it's going now. Your boy P.Y. I'm gone. So you guys go on a first date with a new guy. Date goes well.
Okay.
Would you let him hit raw after the first date?
See what they say.
Oh my God, lots of pressure.
Okay. Depends on
lots of pressure.
Depends on the vibe.
Okay. Have you done it before?
Oh, yes. I always do it. I'm not even gonna lie. Yeah, I guess I will.
Okay.
I guess
I'm fighting the urge to not be the old man and ask what tree she is.
Ask what?
What tree she is.
What you mean?
I'm fighting the urge to not be the old man and ask what Treesh mean or Treesh or whatever he said.
Oh, yeah. So, We both the old men. Neither one of us know what the hell that means. They go, they got damn ads.
My dream was always to be.
I'm a guess, Treese. The Treese count is the hunching count, raw dog count.
But if you're gonna use condoms, I'm gonna have to head out.
That's a good spot to stop it. So that lady just said, if you're going to use condoms on her, she gonna head out. Yeah, that's it. She dodging all of those like the plague.
Throw all my condoms at her ass. Here you go, nasty. Throw, give this to your whole family, your whole existence. Your daddy should have used this. Like,
yeah.
Hold up. All right. So let me break this down. Hold on. She said, if you're gonna use condoms, I'm gonna have to head out. So that mean you want something? You trying to get something?
Yeah, she wants something, all right.
Because everybody ain't clean.
Yeah, that ain't what she's thinking about.
And let's be clear. He's talking about first encounters. You don't know these people like that. And she says, if you're going to use condoms, I'm going to have to head out. That's some reckless shit.
She want to feel them varicose veins.
That's some reckless shit.
She want to feel them forearms.
Reckless. Bruh, that's crazy. That mentality is crazy as hell. If you're going to use condoms, I'm going to head out. So what's your end goal? What's the overall goal of you not using condoms? What's your overall goal? What you trying to be? What you trying to do with your life?
She want to feel like a spider monkey. I don't know.
The fuck that thing? I don't know, man. Whatever, man. Let's get back into it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Sex on the first day. Okay.
Well, it depends how tall he is.
How tall is he got to be?
How tall is he? That's
two and above. Yeah. First
am I 6'2 and above?
I don't know.
I'm 6'2 and above. Raw dog or no sex is what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you 6'2, you can smash raw. That's your minimum requirement is to be 6'2 and above and you can smash raw on the first day. Damn if I got herpes. Damn if I got like lymphogranuloma venereum, which is an aggressive form of chlamydia that is literally flesh eating. Damn if I got like hepatitis C or damn if I got HIV or anything else. Damn all that. Just be 6'2". I'm 6'2".
6'2".
Look, man, look, I'm telling y'all, we got patients who literally walk around with 5 STDs at one time. Literally. And she talking about just be 6'2". All right. Look, I get that raw sex is the best feeling sex. And I get why people like to have raw sex. But you got to be more responsible with your body and less reckless, because that's stupid. And you really, that's like you annoyingly speeding into a brick wall and you know your car don't have no brakes.
Where the black girls at?
Let's see.
Oh, well, not that. Probably
no,
like
no, for me, yes.
Yeah. I was just saying, okay. Honestly.
Treesh.
I appreciate it. I don't know Treesh. How to get down overseas, but
I don't want to know.
Dang.
She got a tattoo.
So,
she got a tattoo
say
right
on a date
in the stuff.
A guy, the date goes well. Would you let him have sex with you?
No.
Not on the
line.
First date.
Why not? Dang, y'all twisted, yeah. So y'all speak at the same time. Why not on the first date? You go on a first date with a new guy.
Okay.
Yeah, they
go
lying.
Back to his crib.
Okay.
Would you let him hit it raw? Why or why not?
It depends on the guy.
Okay.
It depends
What's
on
that
the
mean?
Guy.
If he's clean or not.
How you know if he's clean? Would you go on a date with a dirty guy?
No.
Okay, so he's clean.
So it all starts from the date.
Okay.
You gotta see how it goes on the date.
Okay.
Because if the date is shitty, I'm not coming back. You
okay,
feel
word,
me?
Okay.
Okay. So it depends on if he clean. Let's start with that, because that was her initial line of thought. That was her being honest. Because the second one was her cleaning it up. But the first is if he's clean, is her being honest.
Well, and let's be clear, that's her still trying to clean it up. But when she said it depends on the guy.
Yeah.
I think that was her being honest.
Yeah.
Like, if a dude if a dude got a slick mouthpiece on him, she think he got some bread or whatever the case, he hitting all the right notes.
But most of these girls are basically saying it depends, and basically it depends on if they are attracted to you and they have a good time with you. If they are attracted mm-hmm. to you and they have a good time mm-hmm. with you, oh yeah, and you 6'2".
You gotta be 6'2".
You get the hit raw, according to these girls, which is, goddamn, raise your standards, ladies. I mean, shit, we tell dudes all the time. Trust me, we get on dudes all the time. Because dudes have no dick standards. Let's just be honest. Dudes have no dick standards. But that don't mean we can't. Goddamn, ladies, raise your standards. Everybody can't have no standards or low standards. Goddamn.
You're boring, Joe. You're no fun.
Hey. Oh, man, I don't want the fire weenie.
Okay, for so how many bodies is too many bodies?
Honestly, anything more than 20, I would feel like.
More than 20 is like a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of like, bodies don't matter, but it's kind of like relax, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
Look at her, look at left. She's like, yeah, I will. Look at her.
If the date went really well.
She fishing for raw dick already.
I've done it before, so I can't, like...
Yeah.
Y'all tell me y'all have never done it before?
I mean, it just depends.
Depends.
It always depends.
Okay.
So unless like, they extra dirty. Unless they're giving me extra dirty extra vibes. Dirty.
Okay, so, like, what's too many bodies to my
the fuck is extra honestly, dirty vibes? Better. What the hell is extra dirty vibes? What
maybe,
is that?
Maybe he got bad acne or something. I don't know.
But I mean, but you can't go off of fucking vibes. You can't.
Well, apparently you can't, but they can.
Oh, excuse me. I guess my zodiac sign matter too, huh?
Yep.
Oh, I went there with the zodiac sign. Oh, you got to be quicker than that.
What's that number one zodiac sign? Pisces.
No, because the zodiac ain't right. And so you're not really what you think you are.
Look, Pisces is the number one zodiac sign because Pisces is always clean because Pisces is a fish and fish live in the water.
Boom. Well, other fish doodoo.
Yeah, but the water clean everything off. The doodles sink to the bottom of the ocean. So if you have sex with a Pisces, Pisces is zodiacally approved that Pisces do not carry any sort of STDs.
So basically, all Pisces have clean vibes, what you're saying.
Right, because we fish.
Right, and so clean vibes means there's no way you could actually possibly have a real physical STD because it's all about vibes, though, right?
But only for the men.
Oh.
Right? Only for the men, right? So if you meet a woman and she smell like fish, that's different.
If she smells like fish.
Right. But see, she don't even got to be a Pisces to smell like fish.
Okay.
But the men Pisces,
right.
See, we live in the water.
Right. So
because we fish.
So y'all don't even smell fish. Because you.
No, we don't even smell like, we smell like clean, we smell like Aquafina.
But I mean, but because you are a fish who live in the water around other fish, the smell of fish is normal to you, so it don't even smell like fish.
No. See, fish know what fish smell like because they're around fish all the time. So it's like coming home.
Right. Now, if you listening to this and you like, this shit don't make no sense, that's her ass. We sound just like her.
Sir, you know, more experience.
More experience. I like the way you think it.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. As long as you're clean, it doesn't really matter.
No.
He doesn't deserve that.
He doesn't deserve it. No. Have you ever done that before?
No. Okay, why would I let him?
Hey, that doesn't deserve it.
What about you?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Okay. See,
Like,
he doesn't deserve
that. That doesn't deserve that.
Like sleeping with you is some sort of prize.
Some of these women be literally acting like they don't get pleasure from sex, like it's a fucking duty. Like, what you showing up for? Like, you don't have to be here. We're not together. Or we only boyfriend and girlfriend. You don't have to be here. Hey, don't sit and act like you giving us sex is a gift. That's a mutually, mutual exchange. What you talking about? Shit, I'm probably better than your ass.
Yeah, I mean,
fuck out of
you,
here.
You probably giving me a dead fish, cockroach, which is a dead bug.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm giving you active dick. So I would say my prize is better than yours.
Hey, man, y'all fellas got to wake up. Y'all got to stop the simping.
Y'all do that.
Yeah. I fuck on the first day.
Yes. We, like, look at them shades. We know she do. Look at them shades.
Fair enough.
That is not a big deal, though.
That's not a big deal. All right, go ahead. Kiss you.
Little tongue. Put a little tongue in there. We put a little tongue in there. There you go. Look at that acne.
They got to hold each other's faces. They suck it kissing. Well.
Would you let him raw dog?
I'm sorry, dog. Don't she look like right now Lil' Kim?
You know, I can't answer that because I don't know what Lil' Kim look
go
like.
Go look up right now Lil' Kim. Man.
First date.
No, I don't want to because I plan on eating after this.
She do. No. But she do.
No.
She lying.
Why not?
She lying. She thought about it. Okay. She thought about it. She lying. You seen it in her mind. Because, bruh. If you don't raw dog on the first day, you don't have to say, you don't have to think about it. If you don't, if you've never had unprotected sex on the first date, what the fuck you think about? That's not something, not something you got to think about if you've never done it. So if you got to think about it, you lying.
Well, they thinking about, would I do it?
That's not what he asked.
Yeah, well, we know listening skills and comprehension skills ain't top notch nowadays. Okay.
All right, back to Kim.
So what's the logic here?
I think it depends how good they look. Okay. But it don't matter because a good need to have something.
So like, how good do you have to look?
At least she got a little bit of logic.
So raw dog on the first date.
She just throw it out.
Oh, okay.
It depends, like, if his dick is too big.
If it's too big.
Then you have to go raw. That's going to hurt too much.
I never heard of that problem.
Okay.
Big dick gotta go raw.
Okay.
Hmm.
Let's clear that up right now. Right now.
You know, I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna be like, look, baby, my dick too big for condoms. I gotta go raw.
See, baby girl just told us that she don't really know as much as she need to know. Because if it hurts, that means you're not wet enough. If the insertion of it hurts, that means you're not ready. Andre 3000 said you got to wait till it's wet enough to enter. Like the sexual expert lady that was on the 85 South show, I can't think of her name right now. Start following her on Instagram, but shout out to her. She talked about how the warming up process of a woman performing oral sex or just foreplay from 18 to 48 minutes. You know, it take time for the vagina to warm up, but even in that time, you can use something to help you, like lubricants. You can use lubricants, you know what I'm saying? Using the fucking...
But, Joe, lube is for old people.
I didn't know that. I didn't know lube was for old people. I thought...
That's what I'm...
I thought lubricant was for people who... actually
no. In the minds of young people, lube is for old people who, you know, women, they don't got that WAP no more. They just got AP, so you know they got that Associated Press, that ass and pussy, but it ain't wet, you know. They need lube. But when you in your 20s, early 30s, you know, you got that.
No, seriously, I mean, if you're saying the dude can't use condoms because his thing is too big, that's false. There's no such thing as a penis that's too big, and penis and condom thing that's too big. But lubricant. Now, if the penis is too big to go inside you, don't be trying to force it inside you. But lubrication helps. Use lubricant. Add lubricant to what you got going on. Use lube. Add lube. Use lube. Lube.
Joe,
lube.
I think what you're missing here is
common sense.
Well, no, with that too. But I think what's missing here is the fact that you're making the assumption that you know, women actually like their walls. And see, this woman, she don't want her walls. That's why she's having sex with penises that are so big that she can't spare that half a millimeter that a condom is gonna take up. She needs, you know, every last inch because she can't stretch no further. She don't want no wall. She don't want to feel sex when she get to be 30, 40 years old. She want her insides to just be spilling outside of her body. So you making the assumption that she cares about continual pleasure over years, and really she just want to like hurt the fuck out of herself right now.
I don't know what to tell you then, babe. I just look. I already said it. Use lubrication. Make sure the vagina is warmed up, primed, ready. Make sure foreplay has happened. Make sure you use your lubricant. And if you've done all that and penis still can't get in, stop trying to do it. All I can use is common sense. And that's all I can get you. So other than that, I don't know what to tell you, but all right, whatever.
That should be hurting it as a layer.
It depends.
Depends.
Hey, look.
Depends on what?
Like, if he's like worth it or not.
If he's worth it. How you know if he's worth it?
Like, you just, you know, you could tell. Like, you get a situation.
You could just tell.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Like, it depends on the connection.
Okay, so. What about, like, with a condom? Can any guy hit with a condom after the first date or what?
No.
No? Uh-uh. So y'all stingy with it? Y'all not just giving it up?
Okay.
Yeah, no, not that easy.
Let's hold. Let's just pause right there.
Where you from?
Might stop it right there because pretty much they're saying some of the same things over and over and over and over. Right. So, but I'm just trying to wrap my mind around what just happened, what was just said. So she said it, they said it, they will let you go raw. It, if you fit their specific right now qualifications, that's what they said, right?
Right.
But if you want to use a condom, hell no. Or was it the way he framed the question?
Yeah, it was the way, like, so. It depends on whether or not they'll let you go raw, but they not gonna let anybody hit, period. Like, even with a condom on, you still can't just hit.
I don't say that again.
So they saying, right, like, so a dude could go raw depending on how things vibe, but even if you not the dude that can go raw, that don't mean that you can hit just put a condom on. Like they,
I got you. So just because you got a condom don't mean you're gonna have sex.
Right.
Okay, I got you. I really didn't understand that. And like I said, maybe it's the way he asked the follow up question. So
I got a follow up question.
What's that?
Where the black girls at?
I don't think it's nothing in here. Let me. Nah, ain't no black girls in there. I guess that's a good thing. Is it?
Well, you know, like we talk about all the time, right? It's confirmation of something that we as black men say all the time.
Well, we are. We black men amongst ourselves, we do discuss how that it's easier to get sex and freaky sex from white girls than it is black girls. Well, that was especially the thing, you know, for us coming up in the early 2000s. Now, you know, the gap is closing, but this does feed into that old stereotype of white girls are easier and freakier. So I don't know what do you want me to do about it? What do you want me to do about it, eh? I don't know, man, but it's like, okay, the mentality of our young people. So that means my generation and the other generations, we failed. We failed. We've passed on bad habits, and then neither one of us are fond of people our generation and up saying, "What's wrong with these young people?" Us, motherfucker, us. This the shit we passed down to them,
right?
So be mindful of do you value yourself? Do you value your body? Do you value your life? Do you value your future? And if you do, you can't be just out there raw dogging all willy-nilly. If you're going to have sex with somebody, if you just have to have sex with somebody that you know you shouldn't be having sex with, be like Juvenile. But be like Juvenile for sex and wrap that thing up.
I don't think that was the song. But okay, yeah.
Girl, you look good, but I'm going to wrap that thing up. You's a big, fine woman, I'm going to wrap that thing up. Call me Big Daddy, I'm going to wrap that thing. Girl, who's you playing with? Wrap that thing up. There you go.
Now, after I say it's rap, but it's not, then I'm going to not shoot inside.
Something like that. But look, we use condominiums. But be careful, man. Be careful. Be careful what you out here doing. Yeah, they look good. Yeah, we all know raw sex feel good, but having STDs fucking don't feel good.
Raw sex don't always feel good either, especially if she's saying it hurt, because she probably dry. You're going to get rug burn up in that thing, man. You
going to get that rug, trying to tell you, man.
Having scabs on your penis from being burned ain't fun.
Nah, it ain't. Damn, show like so. Hey, man. So all my fellas out there, fellas, stop raw dogging these women like that. Ladies, stop letting these dudes raw dog y'all like that. Make better decisions on both sides. Unless you're gonna have to live with the consequences, which may not be something your ass can get rid of. Wrap that motherfucking thing up.